Mansfield 103.2.
Mansfield 103.2, the home of great music and also the home of Mansfield Town Football Club. And wow, that really was one of the briefest of breaks. We're going to interrupt this because we're going to cross back over now to Edgar Street Stadium with Mansfield 103.2's Jason Harrison, who I believe is with Stags manager Bill Dearden.
And Billy, a 2-1 defeat, probably not deserved in the end, really.
Well, I didn't think it was, no. I thought we did deserve something out of the game. Thought the first goal was 2 or 3 yards offside, the linesman's never looked along his line. I'm right in line with it. We go 1-1 down, then second half we go 2 down early on. But after that, I thought for half an hour we penned him in, and we did show the character of the team to come back to 2-1. And I thought we were unlucky not to get a draw at the end of the day.
You, especially with the first goal, came at a time when Mansfield were completely dominant.
Yeah, it was, yeah, but these things happen. Like I say, a decision cost us at the end. A decision cost us the first goal, I thought, and I think the referee's admitted that, but he's got to go with his linesman, and he's given a goal. So to pick ourselves up like we did after being 2-0 down second half, I thought the lads showed tremendous character, like they have done for the last few matches, well, all season on and off, but more so now we can see that we're not going to go down against anybody without a good fight now.
You were clearly furious after the first goal had gone out. Were you remonstrating with the fourth official?
Yeah, and he agreed with me. He said, "How can I do about it?" But, you know, he's advised me to calm down a bit, which I do anyway. But I was annoyed because when I know it's offside, I thought it was definitely offside. I'm in line with it, and he was offside, and he doesn't give it. So they go on and up, like I say, but we go along with the officials' decisions, and we've got to get on with it.
Hopefully it will even itself out as the season goes on. That's what we've got to hope for now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've got a big game coming up this Saturday, FA Cup game, so we've got to prepare ourselves ready for this coming Saturday, and hope we get a break on Saturday and win the cup tie.
Will Simon Brown be available for that game? He limped off today.
I don't think he will be. He's got hamstring injury, which is a strain, which is a bit disappointing, really, but we'll just have to see what's what. Big John McAllister reported to the ground this lunchtime, ready to travel on the bus with a big abscess in his mouth, and his all his glands were swollen, so we've left him back there to see the doctor. So we'll just have to wait and see, but I don't think Brownie will be fit for weekend.
Looking at that game then on Saturday, it's Lewis, it's an unknown quantity, isn't it? And pretty dangerous, that. They're flying high in Conference South.
Yeah, they've been here tonight. No, they've been here tonight, three people from Lewis, which is right. They're doing the job right. They're watching us like we've watched them last weekend. So they'll be coming to Field Mill. They'll bring a lot of fans with them. It's the FA Cup. You do get shocked in the FA Cup, but as a league team you've got to make sure it doesn't happen to you.
It's a special day, isn't it?
It's a special day. It's a great cup, great competition, and we've got to prepare ourselves right, which we will be doing, and we've got to show the determination that we showed for the last half hour today. Well, 60-70% of the game I thought we played well. We passed the ball, not bad first half, and we had efforts at goal first half, but I was a bit disappointed when we got to 2-1 that we didn't go on and get something out of the game.
Thanks for the hard lines today.
Thank you very much.
Midweek Sports Special. Mansfield 103.2.
Mansfield 103.2's Jason Harrison there talking to Stags manager Billy Dinn after Mansfield.